Hello, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I am sitting down with two members of Goodnight Gorillaz. They just got done performing a wonderful live in-studio session here in our studios. Thank you guys so much for coming. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Sam. This is great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Can you guys tell the audience both your name and the instruments that you play in the band?
Yeah, I'm Joe, and I am the singer slash guitar player.
And I'm Jake, and I'm the other guitar player.
Wonderful. Well, really quick before we talk about the interview, they have a show on March 19th at the Kitty Cat Club, and that will be with Denim Matriarch and the Aftergreens. That'll be awesome, right? Yeah.
Yeah, super.
Yeah, so where are each of you from, and what is it known for?
We're actually both from around, like, the Apple Valley, Egan area. Mm-hmm. What is it known for, Jake?
Raising Cane's.
Yeah, Raising Cane's. Oh, yeah, there was one there a long time ago before they had the two in Dinkytown. So
yeah, now they're everywhere.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good thing to be known for. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. What was the first show that either of you saw? And I'd like to know if you can remember the band and the venue.
Yes.
I know my first show that I ever went to was with my family, and it was the American Idol live tour. And it was the one that they had the beatboxer guy that was really famous long time ago.
Oh, and he came
out dressed
Blake
as like a janitor.
Something?
Yeah, Blake something. Was at like the Target Center, I think.
That's awesome. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Did you get to watch like a bunch of different candidates then come on and do anything?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the whole deal.
The whole deal.
That's fun. Love it. Was this like a couple of years ago or?
Yeah, I think it was 2021. So.
Okay. So my show, I think my first like legit show was Muse at Target Center. Yeah, I was like really into them. Middle school, early high school.
That'd be wonderful.
It was a great time. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. If you guys could play a concert anywhere in the state, where would you play? Do you guys have a favorite venue right now? Just as a band or as individuals?
I would love to play at Turf Club. I like Turf Club a lot. We've never played there.
Yeah, I'd probably say First Ave just because it's classic, like the main room. And I remember watching Purple Rain and
You
know, seeing all the stuff from the movie. It would be fun. Classic.
That'd be definitely wonderful.
Yeah. No.
All right. Now, I would love to ask a little bit about the band itself, right? So can you tell me how Goodnight Gorillaz started?
Yeah, it's a kind of a funny story. The three of us, me, Sean, and Connor, the bassist and the drummer, the three of us started in high school, sophomore year. Actually, all four of us went to high school together, which is kind of funny. But yeah, we started playing shows just for fun, and this was about like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it kind of kept evolving, and we've been playing throughout college and stuff. We always like lived together, and Jake's recently been in the band for the past year, which has been awesome.
Yeah, so what's that lineup change been right?
It's been the three core of us, me, Connor, and Sean, throughout it all. And then we had a keyboard player, Nick, who we lived with in college. And he was with us for 2 years. He's studying math now in Fargo, which is awesome. And then Jake started last year, because when the keys were kind of out, we still wanted something to like fill that space. So yeah, that's kind of lineup change.
Yeah, it's been good. So you guys put out three albums very, very close to each other about a year ago now. We were talking earlier. It's taken no time at all for that year to pass, right? And the four songs that you played for us today were all new. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys are working on right now?
Yeah. So these songs, yeah, we've been playing them for like a year now, and they're just, yeah, we did this whole like project that was kind of more experimental where we did these like three EPs that were very like theatrical and a lot of like transitions and stuff, and it was super fun. But after doing that, I think I was thinking about just doing some more straightforward, like rockier sounds, and Jake and I were friends in high school, so we kind of got together after I was living in London for a little bit, studying abroad. And I had written a couple songs, and we got together and jammed, the four of us, and liked what we were doing. And literally, we just kind of were playing shows, working on these new tracks, and finally, we've started recording them in our own house.
Yeah,
which has been super fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I was sitting back and listening, and I wanted to ask, how have your guys' influences changed over the years, because I was listening to this new stuff, and based off of what I've heard from the old stuff, it really sounds like you're trying to go for something new, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say in terms of influences, in the beginning we were a lot more maybe like mathier and heavier, and then we've kind of done the more popular thing and dreamier thing with our album Melt Velvet Dreams, which is very like Radiohead-ish. And then, yeah, we had that whole theatrical thing. So it's just kind of like evolved with us and like what we're interested in at the time. And now I just feel like it's pretty just straightforward, closest to, I don't know, what I enjoy now, finally. Like it's just been like the sculpting process of like what our sound is.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it takes some time to even figure out what you want.
Yeah.
Maybe, right?
Yeah. And I love all the old stuff too, but I think these songs are just like a little more like honest and just like true to ourselves. Maybe.
Is there a speculative release date for this new project?
Not officially, but we're hoping like spring, like later spring, maybe early summer.
Okay, so that's soon.
Yeah,
that's
hopefully.
Very soon. I thought you meant like next spring, but you're talking this spring. So in a couple a couple months then. Wow, very exciting.
I mean, we're almost done tracking, but. Yeah, hopefully the mixing and mastering process. And then we'll maybe put out a few singles here and there.
Wonderful.
But,
can I ask how many songs? On the
10.
Oh, tracks. So full album.
Yep.
Yeah,
at this
I love
point,
that.
Yeah. Unless we want to cut it down. But,
sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you can put out a bonus thing or whatever.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the one thing that each of you are looking forward to the most in the band's future? Whether it's playing a show or just getting the album done.
I think it's been kind of funny for us because, especially with me joining about a year ago, this is the first thing I've really had my hands on in terms of writing and recording, and so for us, we've had these songs going for a while and we've been playing them at shows, and so they're really familiar and kind of comfortable for us, but it's kind of weird. We realized the other day nobody has really heard them before outside of us, because they're not recorded anywhere. So I'm really looking forward to playing shows where the music has been out in the world and people have had a chance to listen to it before they come see us. And it's not kind of just a whole smattering of new stuff.
Yeah. What's it like been joining a band that's had 3-4 albums out already? Because I can imagine, you know, you're playing. Well, yeah. What's it also been like adapting Nick's old parts, right?
Yeah. No, it's been a blast. It was kind of weird at first kind of trying to find what my place in that would be, like kind of what you mentioned with the old stuff, you know, finding parts where I can fit in on, you know, the old albums that were just a 3-piece, and then trying to kind of fill in the gaps that were left by not having keys. So that was definitely something I was nervous about coming in, but it's been really fun. It kind of felt like we took those in a new way and kind of started over with some of the old songs to give them a new flavor.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will you be, never mind. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
what is one thing that you're looking forward to then in the band's future?
Oh, music videos. I really like making music videos, and it's something that we haven't done in a long time. So I'm excited once we have these new songs recorded to just start making that stuff.
Do you have any ideas for them?
Yeah, I have a lot of ideas, and I love editing them too. So yeah.
That's a great skill to have.
Yeah,
definitely.
Super fun.
Wonderful. All right, well, is there anything that you guys want to talk about in addition before we get out of here? Any shout-outs?
Shout-out to my mom.
Yeah, shout-out to my mom, I guess, too. That's pretty good.
Yeah, wonderful.
No.
Shout-out to Shun's poster.
Oh, yeah, Shun designed our poster. He's given us the please don't. He designed our show poster for Kitty Cat Club, and it looks awesome, so give it a shout out, or I mean a like or something.
And if you see him, give him a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see Sean, give him a hug. All right, well, we'll end on that lovely note right there. All right, you just heard from Good Neck Gorillas live in our studios here at Radio K. You can check them out in real life this March 19th. They'll be playing at the Kitty Cat Club with Denim Matriarch and the Aftergreens. But for right now, we're going to get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.